This is your Eagle Radio News. I'm Petty Officer Grant Gorzokoski. On July 16th, sailors from Commander Fleet Activity Sasebo join local crossing guards in a community relations event. Here is Lieutenant Emmanuel Benico, the event coordinator with more.
This is a crossing guard. We try to show ourselves here as a Navy. This is part of establishing good relationship with the locals and with the host country. And this is a way of being an ambassador of our country, a good way to show ourselves that we are people with a good heart, kind heart. We as Americans have this kind of way of understanding and knowing people, by way of showing ourselves here, knowing people and their culture as well.
On July 18th, during a routine patrol 380 miles southwest of Acapulco, Mexico, the USS Sampson detected a suspicious go-fast vessel operating in a known drug trafficking corridor with no nationality markings. When a helicopter from the Sampson signaled its presence, suspects aboard began throwing packages overboard. After warning shots proved ineffective, the helicopter crew used disabling fire to stop the vessel. Sampson boarding teams recovered the jettisoned packages and secured the suspect vessel, while Coast Guard law enforcement conducted a full boarding. Two suspected drug smugglers were taken into custody, and field tests confirmed the packages contained illegal drugs. Due to the vessel's poor condition and safety hazards, the Coast Guard authorized its sinking. This operation demonstrates the ongoing partnership between the Coast Guard and U.S. Navy in countering transnational criminal organizations. The Coast Guard routinely partners with Navy and interagency assets to combat maritime criminal activity. This has been your Eagle Radio News. From all of us here at American Forces Network Sasebo, thanks for listening.